Oh my gosh, am I really doing this? Hi guys, this is Ashley from the Genesis Project. So I know you guys think I'm crazy because I have not recorded in almost 6 months. You know what? I recorded my friend's podcast called All Glowed Up by Andrea. That's my friend. We did a great podcast and I had so much fun doing her podcast. That was like, oh my God, I need to get back and start doing my own podcast. But life has happened for me and, you know, things got a little out of whack and I just been trying to, you know, get things back in order. But I'm better now. I'm good. I've been good the whole time. I had no motivation. I'm just being honest with you. I had no motivation to do it. My thoughts and my ideas were all over the place. And I just wanted to be intentional every time I get on here. So I didn't want to just record for the sake of recording. But I promised to be better with this and to be more consistent, especially in the new year. But I said I wasn't going to wait to the new year to do everything. If God put something on my heart to do it. A lot of us like to make these New Year's resolutions and, you know, I'm waiting to the new year. But no, you know, God put it on my heart to record today. So even though I had plans to be consistent in the new year, I said, you know what? It's on my heart to do it now. So I'm going to do it now. So, hi, I missed you. And today I am recording on Thanksgiving Day. And my reason for recording is because yesterday I would always hear about seasonal depression or like depression during the holidays. And I was just like, because I come from such a loving and large family that holidays have always been really special and something to look forward to. And I'm not sitting here to make this, you know, this podcast to be grim or whatever. But, you know, I lost someone really, really special to me at the beginning of November. I lost my aunt. They say you're not supposed to have favorites. I love all my aunts and uncles, but this is our favorite aunt. And she just left this earth abruptly. She died in her sleep. We were not expecting it. And it just rocked our world. And my whole family, we were just like, we're not looking forward to the holidays because this is like the realization that she's really not here. You know, you can kind of go on day by day, but when special moments happen, excuse me, getting over cold, special moments or, you know, times come up, whereas you used to spending that time with that person, it gets really hard. So while I'm excited to get around my cousins and my family, the rest of my family, and just laugh and eat, I'm kind of also dreading it on one hand because it's like, I don't want anybody to bring up her name. I don't want anybody to bring anything up, which I know somebody will, but I'm just not looking forward to that part. So I kind of, for the first time, understood the whole depression during the holiday season. And so while I was thinking about that, all this other stuff, like, you know how you just go down like this is like a domino effect. Like, oh my gosh, holiday depression, Thanksgiving, I'm not going to have my aunt. Also, this is another year that I don't have a date to bring to family dinner. Also, New Year's is coming up, and who am I going to kiss at midnight because I don't have a date? And then right after that, Valentine's Day. So I just was like going through yesterday, and then I was like, you know what? Let me snap out of this. Like, first of all, who's to say I could go outside tomorrow and meet somebody and fall in love by the new year and have somebody to kiss? But even if I don't, I have so much to be grateful for. And I know that, you know, Thanksgiving, we like to reflect on the external things that we're grateful for. But this might sound a little narcissistic, but I am grateful for me. Yeah, I said it. I am grateful for me. First of all, I'm grateful for my life. 2019 has taught me that how precious life is. Like, and I saw a post and somebody was like, you know, they say you only live once. And it was like, that's not true. You only die once. You live every day. And I never looked at it that way. You only die once, but you live every day. So every day that God gives you to to, you know, wake up and, you know, go about your day. Like, that's truly a blessing. And it's something that we've taken for granted for so long. Because I'm learning that your life could just be going well, so you think, and then something could happen and just rock it and just try to throw you out of whack. So I'm learning to be more intentional with my time, with my loved ones, with myself. I'm just grateful for me. I'm grateful for all the lessons, and I'm grateful for the journey that I'm allowing myself to go through, where I'm asking myself questions. And then I'm not only just asking myself the questions, but I'm doing work to heal it. I posted something on Facebook yesterday, and I was like, feel it, then heal it. I'm allowing myself to feel all of my emotions. I've been told all my life, Ashley, you're a crazy Gemini. You have all these emotions, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? I'm grateful that I allow myself to feel those emotions. But I'm growing, so I don't lash out like I used to. I don't allow them to cause me to be as toxic as I used to, but I'm healing them. And I'm giving myself room to grow and just be me and just step into this awesome and amazing person that I am. So while I am grateful for my family, I'm grateful for the roof over my head, I'm grateful for my car, all the other temple things. And yes, I'm grateful for those things. But most important, I am grateful for Ashley. I am grateful for the woman that she is already, the woman that she is becoming. I'm grateful for all the mistakes that have shaped her to be who she is today. I'm grateful for all the, did I say that, the lessons I've learned, just everything about me. I'm grateful for the good, the bad, the indifferent. I am grateful for it, because guess what? There's someone out there who didn't get a chance to embrace their journey. There's somebody out here who had ideas, who had dreams, and they didn't get a chance to see them through. But I'm grateful that God has given me dreams, God has given me vision, and I have the activities in my limbs. I have, you know, a sound mind to be able to go after him. And I'm just grateful for that. I'm grateful for the God that's in me. We always think about God as something external, but we never think about the magic that's in you, or the God that's in you, and just all the awesomeness that's already inside of you. And I'm grateful for that. I am so grateful for that. So this is going to be a really short post, because I'm making potato salad and I hear my potatoes boiling. I hope I'm not scorching them, but I'm just grateful. I'm really grateful. And I'm excited about the rest of 2019. I'm excited about 2020, 2020 vision, clear vision, man. That's what we're stepping into. This is, and I'm not just next year, but I talked to God last night, and I was like, you know what, God, this is going to be the month, December, that all those dreams and visions that I've had and those things that I've wished for, I'm going to start to see the manifestation of them starting now. Not just in the new year, but starting now, I'm going to start seeing those things manifest. And this is my time of just walking into just open doors and just an avalanche of just blessings and happiness and peace. And I'm excited. I'm excited about life. I'm excited about my growth. And I'm just excited about all the things that God has shown me. I'm excited about all the visions that he's given me. And usually I would have like vision board parties and things like that. And I would gather my friends, a lot of people and family, to come together and you know, put our visions together and, you know, for the new year. But I felt a little different this year. I feel like this is personal. I feel like all that planning and goal setting and vision and all those things that I did with a group of people, I feel like I just want to do that with just me and God this year and just chop things down and just be intentional about it. So like I said, you know, you might guys may be dealing with some seasonal depression or holiday depression, but for those of you who maybe you live in a city where your family isn't there or you don't have a lot of family, do something different. You know, go to a movie, go treat yourself to dinner. You know, we have these traditions where, you know, people get together and do things collectively, but if that's not your portion, you know, that's not how your life is set up, that's okay. You can still enjoy this day and you have so much to be grateful for. You know, we've lost loved ones and they've gone on, you know, and nothing can ever fill that void, but we have so much to be grateful for. You know, live for them today. They would love to be able to be in your shoes. Live for them. Live for your loved ones. Live for God. Live for yourself. And enjoy your holiday. Enjoy the season. Declare that this is going to be the season of 2020 vision. And, you know, and we're not going to just wait till the new year to start putting plans and motions in action. We're going to do it now. So I know it's been a long time and I plan to do this more. However, I love you guys. Love you, love you, love you, love you. And happy holidays. I don't know if I'll do another one before the year is out, but if I don't, happy Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Feliz Navidad, Happy Kwanzaa, all those good things. And know that if no one else loves you, Ashley loves you. Talk to you guys later. Bye.